A king-sized conundrum, ruins, twins who are both first. That's all coming up in this Thursday edition of CNN Student News. We start with the threat of severe weather. It's a tropical cyclone, which is the same kind of storm as a hurricane. And a United Nations agency says more than 8 million people in Bangladesh and Myanmar could be in danger from this one. The storm is moving through the Bay of Bengal. Forecasters think it'll hit land late today or early Friday. When it does, it's expected to bring strong winds and very heavy rain. Authorities and aid groups are trying to help people prepare before this thing hits. One official says it's really a race against time. These storms have different names based on what part of the world they're in. Ivan Cabrera has more on that and explains some of the science behind them.
A tropical cyclone is an area of low pressure that forms in the tropical regions of the world. Cyclones are actually very important, even though, of course, they can be deadly. They help essentially balance out the temperature across the globe. They are an equalizer, so they take the heat energy from the tropics and they translate that where we need it into the colder climates. The generic term for it is a tropical cyclone. That can refer to any cyclone that has a closed center of circulation anywhere in the world, like in the Atlantic, when they get strong enough to a certain wind speed, we call them hurricanes. But if you're in the Western Pacific, a hurricane is called a typhoon. There is no difference between a hurricane and a typhoon, except in the name. They're both tropical cyclones.
Next up today, anger. It's about the materials being used to build a road, specifically where these materials came from, a pyramid. This happened in the Central American country of Belize. The northern part of this nation was home to Mayan civilizations thousands of years ago. Those civilizations included pyramids that looked like this one. Some of them are still standing, like one that was the center of a settlement around 250 BC. The pyramid was more than 60 feet tall. I say was. This is what's left of that Mayan pyramid. Someone came in with bulldozers and destroyed it so they could use the limestone from the pyramid as road building material. The pyramid was on private land, but there are laws in Belize that protect these ancient ruins. A local official says whoever's responsible should be prosecuted. A local archaeologist called the pyramid's destruction an incredible display of ignorance. Predicting a volcanic eruption has never been an exact science. Otherwise, things might have turned out differently in Pompeii. Today, volcanologists can use instruments to monitor a mountain, they can study its eruptive history, they can keep watch on tremors in the ground around it. But one surefire sign a volcano is up to something, it starts spewing lava. And that's what not one, but two volcanoes in Alaska are doing. Scientists are saying that with little or no warning, they could explode. Both the Pavlov and Cleveland volcanoes are in the Aleutian Islands, off the southwest coast of Alaska. And in the case of the Cleveland volcano, there are no ground instruments to monitor what's going on because of budget cuts. Full-scale eruptions would threaten airspace. An estimated 90% of air freight that travels from Asia to Europe and North America flies near Alaska. But these volcanoes aren't a major threat to people on the ground because there aren't many people on the ground there. What is a threat to people? A massive mountain in Mexico. The Popocatépetl volcano has been spewing ash and molten rock in recent days. Since it's only 40 miles from Mexico City, authorities are planning evacuation routes and shelters for people nearby in case it blows its top.